Radio Gdańsk English News.
Today, Friday, the 22nd of July, 2022, brought to you by Adam Gosiewski. Good afternoon. The Polish government has announced that a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccination will now be made available more widely. The Minister of Health, Adam Niedzielski, announced that anybody over 60, as well as vulnerable people over 12, will be able to receive a booster jab as a fourth dose, saying, "We must put an emphasis on protecting people aged 60 and over." He went on to say that 2,999 new cases were registered today, up almost 80%. It is estimated that the peak of this summer's wave may occur as soon as mid-August, with between 8 to 10,000 infections daily. Deputy Minister of Health, Waldemar Kraska, appealed to everyone over 60 to get the jab, as four doses result in an 80% protection against hospitalisation. During their AGMs, over 98% of shareholders of the Lotus Group and PKN Orlen agreed to a merger between both companies. Ownership by the state treasury in the individual businesses will now balance at 35%, the rest going to individual shareholders and international pension funds. The PKN Orlen Group until now has run six oil refineries across Poland, the Czech Republic and Lithuania. Now it will come into the possession of a seventh in Gdańsk. Reuters is reporting that the Polish Mining Corporation, KGHM, is planning to build six small nuclear power reactors by 2029 using technology from NuScale Power at a cost of $2 billion in order to become less dependent on external supplies as energy costs soar. The race to produce affordable electricity has also been joined by private investors, including the owners of a Polish media group and a chemical firm, as well as PKN Orlen, which announced a deal with Synthos Green Energy last year to invest in small and micro nuclear reactors in Poland. The Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk has a new director. Professor Grzegorz Berendt was formally appointed head of the Museum of the Second World War in Gdańsk, a world-class institution based in the city, yesterday. Professor Berendt specialises in 20th century Polish history, with a particular interest in the German annihilation of Polish Jewish life during Germany's occupation of Poland. He also specialises in local communities in and around Gdańsk, including Kashubian history. Professor Berendt has taken over this prestigious position from Karol Nawrocki, who was appointed head of the National Remembrance Institute in Warsaw. Professor Berendt also sits on a number of important committees, such as the Ringelblum Jewish Historical Institute, as well as the Museum of Poles Saving Jews during World War II, as well as the Auschwitz Museum. St. Dominic in Gdańsk. Tomorrow we'll see the start of the 762nd St. Dominic's Fair. There'll be over 700 stalls selling crafts, antiques and food on the streets of Gdańsk. The grand opening will take place at noon in the main city. Expect lots of excitement, attractions, a huge kids' zone, Shakespearean parades, a bell-ringing festival, as well as a chill-out on Lead Island this Saturday evening. Also expect lots of people. In order to minimise traffic around the centre, park and ride facilities have been made available from the Ambo Expo grounds and the football stadium in Letnica. The festive market marathon will round the clock attractions and events will be with us from this Saturday until the 14th of August.
The weather.
Today will be slightly cooler after yesterday's heatwave, with temperatures reaching a comfortable 28 degrees Celsius, that's 82 degrees Fahrenheit. Expect a few scattered showers this afternoon, but they should clear up before sundown. The outlook for the weekend, warm and sunny, with some occasional cloud. You've been listening to the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.